Welcome, and thanks for tuning in to the Sunday morning message at Bayleaf Baptist Church. Bayleaf Baptist Church is under the leadership of Pastor Marty Jackman. Our Sunday morning services meet at 8:30, 9:45, and 11 o'clock a.m. Join us now as we dive into God's Word.
I'm going to introduce this message to you today out of Ephesians chapter 5 that I have called Filled Together. And it's looking at the passage where it's told, and Lyle, you prayed this in your prayer, that we are to be filled with the Holy Spirit. You know, one of the marks on our strategy guide is we believe that it's very important for everybody to be in some type of a small group. That's why it's one of our strategies. We want people growing together in groups, because we feel like that's where you grow in your depth. That's where you grow in relationships, in accountability. And it was over a year ago, I was in the Eka Hotel in Kenya, and I just became convicted, because the way our Sunday mornings services are, I realized that I had been encouraging you Sunday after Sunday to be involved in a group. And I had not been in a Sunday school for over 20 years, because the way I'm preaching every hour that we gather together on Sunday morning. And I said, you know, I need that. I need to be. And I've been a part of prayer groups and stuff, but I gathered some guys and I said, man, I need this. I need us to have a small group. And we meet every Friday morning at 6 o'clock here at the church. And we've been going through the book of Ephesians. So as I have tried each week to read through, just sit down and at one sitting, read through the book of Ephesians as a letter sent to the church at Ephesus. And I've been enriched by it. I've been blessed by it. Just the admonition that Paul gives, that we're no longer as believers to walk in the darkness, but we have been exposed to the light and we are walking in the light. And he's going to talk a little bit about that in this passage, but it's been a blessing to me. But here's what I found. I shared this with a small group. What I found fascinating, when we say something like being filled with the Spirit, I think so often we think of the individual, okay, that wait a minute, individually we are filled by the Spirit, and there is certainly this passage to the individual. But I love what John Wesley says. He says, nowhere in the Bible do you see the idea of a solitary religion. We understand that God created the family, and in Ephesians, he addresses the family. But God also ordained and created the church. And a lot of Ephesians, he is talking to the church. So as I studied this passage, verses 15 to 21 together, what I became amazed at is when he says we are to be filled with the Spirit. But the beautiful consequences of being filled with the Spirit is played out in the life of the church. The consequences he describes here are not consequences to the individual, but within the life of the body. So I want us to understand that when we are filled with the Spirit, we are filled together. And I believe just as Christ being the one who can fill the individual, and that's exactly what he's talking about here, but corporately, we should also see to be filled with the Spirit of God. And we're going to talk just a moment about what that means, and then come back next week and look at these consequences of being filled with the Spirit. Follow along. I'm going to read verses 15 to 21 and then say just a few words. Pay careful attention then to how you live, not as unwise people, but as wise. Now, he has just described in the letter the difference between living in the light and living in darkness. So it's very natural transition here to say, now you live according to how God would desire you to live. You live according to His will, which is you to, for you to be under His authority and for you to live as He would have you live. Making the most of the time because the days are evil. So don't be foolish, but understand what is the Lord's will, what the Lord's will is. And don't get drunk with wine, which leads to reckless living, but be filled by the Spirit. Speaking, now this is where we come together, speaking to one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making music with your heart to the Lord. Giving thanks always for everything to God the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Submitting to one another in the fear of Christ. Now, this morning, I want to just give you these two first admonitions that he gives of being filled with the Spirit. This idea of living a life that is yielded to Christ. And then next week, we'll look at these two beautiful consequences when we seek to live yielded to the Spirit. The first admonition that he gives is that we are to make the most of our days. He says, the days are evil in verse 16. Says the days are evil, but make the most of the days that you have. Now, each one of us, God has set our days. God has determined our days. And I think we're reminded here of what someone smarter than me said, is that so often we think about counting the days, and what we need to do is we need to make the days count. And I love that idea because, folks, there are people in this life who've lived over 100 years that have made very little impact for God's kingdom. And there are people throughout the history of the church that have lived very relatively short lives and have made tremendous impacts for the kingdom of God. So we look at these days, the days in which God has placed us, and I don't think any of us would argue that the days are evil. I had a conversation this week. We were talking about the world that our children and our grandchildren are growing up in. We understand the days are evil, but we also understand, as Joe reminded us, God has placed us here and has given us a set number of days in which we can pour out our lives for the kingdom of God. And when we think about that, when we think, God, I want to make my days count. I don't want to look back at the end of my days and have regret of how I spent my life, how I organized my family, how I organized my passions, how I lived my life. I want to pour it out for God's kingdom. He says, make the most of the days that you had. I told the first service, I was looking for an illustration of this. How do I illustrate this? And Joe gave me one in the first service when he said, you know, it's they grow a lot of wheat in Kazakhstan, but they have a 90-day window. And in that 90-day window, they've got to burn off all the dead. They've got to get the fields prepared. They've got to get the seed in the ground. They've got to nourish the ground. And then they have to harvest the wheat, because if they don't, the snow's going to come and they will not, it will just remain in the field. You know, when you know you've got that 90-day window, I bet a lot of the farmers over there don't just sit around and go, well, I'm just going to take this week off. Oh, we'll start next week. You know, we're kind of tired. We're busy. We got other things we got to do. No, that's not how they live. They know they have a set limit of time that they can get the job done. And I pray that's how we would live our lives. Then we would say, God, you're going to give me, I don't know the days you're going to give me. I've already outlived my biological mother. I don't know how many days I've got, but God, I want to make every day count for you that I live on this earth, and I want to live it out for your kingdom. The first admonition, he says, make the most of your days. The second admonition was this: be filled with the Spirit. So verse 17 says, so don't be foolish, but understand what the Lord's will is, and the Lord's will is in His Word. We are to live a life subject to His Word. We are to take the principles. We are to take the precepts in the Word of God. It is His will for our life to live lives that are yielded to the Word of God, so that we know what the will, God's will is, And then he says this. He gives us a negative, but then he gives us a positive. He says, but don't get drunk with wine, which leads to reckless living, but be filled with the Spirit. Now, why would he word it this way? We talked about this in our small group. Well, certainly in Ephesus, it was a city, and there would have been a lot of debauchery. There was a lot of pagan worship that went on. And there were those in the church that were trying to live. That's why he spent so much time really contrasting living in the light and living in the dark, because there were those who were saying, wait a minute, I'll tell you what, I'm going to name Christ as my Savior, but then I'm just going to live life the way I want to live it. I'm going to live it on my terms, but where the Word of God says, and understand this, church, everything within our fallen nature says that's what we want to do, that we want to live, and that's why it's so hard. And when Christ talks about it, we've got to deny ourselves. Deny ourselves, which we don't want to do. Deny ourselves, take up our cross, and follow Him. So he says, don't get drunk with wine. I love what something Craig Bailey said in our small group. He said, you know this? It's an amazing thing that when you're drunk with wine, you're not the person you normally are. And folks, I wasn't always a preacher. I understand that, okay? You're not the person you normally are when you're drunk with wine. But also understand the similarity here. If you will live a life that is yielded to the Spirit of God, you also won't be the same person you were before. Both are going to change you. One is going to change you more for the negative, and one is going to change you where you are effective for the kingdom of God. So what does it mean? What does it mean here when he says, be filled with the Spirit? Well, in Scripture, there are several things that describe that. When a person comes to faith in Christ, the Bible talks about an indwelling of the Spirit, that we understand that God's Spirit dwells within us. That's not what this is talking about. It goes hand in hand with it, but not solely what it's talking about. We know that in Scripture, there are times when the Spirit was given for a specific task. There's times that talk about the baptism of the Spirit. That is not what this is talking about. Here, being filled with the Spirit, it's given to us in the Greek in the present tense, which means a continual filling. It means that we daily seek to be filled with the Spirit. So how do I do that? We are filled with the Spirit when we daily yield our lives to the authority of Christ. When we daily are willing, and it's ongoing, to yield to the Spirit of God working through us, we are yielding to the authority of God, yielding to the authority of His Word, then we are allowed to be filled with the Spirit. Now, next week we're going to talk about what are the results of that. But every one of us who are believers, we can yield our lives to Christ and be filled with the Spirit. And that should be our desire. It should be that we are willing to deny ourselves. We are willing to live for Christ, to make the most of our days, and to live out according to His Word. Now, that's the introduction to this message. And I'm going to come back next week, and we're going to look at two incredible, beautiful blessings, consequences that happens when, no, don't shut your Bible. Y'all are turning me off. I tell my students in preaching class, don't say in conclusion, don't I say that? Because they're not going to hear another word you say. Y'all stop that. I'm not done. All right, we'll just go to point three. We'll just keep going. So, no, I'm not going to do that. No, but hear me. Is this, every one of us who are believers can live a life filled with the Spirit. It's not something beyond our capability. But if we will seek to yield our lives, to yield our marriages, to yield our businesses, to yield our passions, to yield our calendars, to yield our checkbooks, to yield everything that we are under the authority of Christ. That's what it means to be filled with the Spirit of God. And we're going to see how that pours out and how that's a blessing, not only to us, but to those around us. Let's pray together.
Thank you for listening. We hope your heart was blessed and encouraged by today's message. For more information on the ministries at Bayleaf Baptist Church, visit us on the web at www.bayleaf.org or give us a call, 919-847-4477. Thanks again and have a blessed day.